Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Despite what their moms told them, they just aren't talented enough for radio. Unfortunately, anyone can have a show these days. Sean.
Well, I'm pretty hard to figure out sometimes. In fact, I can't even figure myself out sometimes, so don't you try to.
Joe.
You're an idiot. Really, a disloyal person.
This is the Cuse Militia. Now, those two unapologetically biased orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
It's the most bullshit thing I've seen in 30 years.
Welcome. Happy Tuesday. We're here. This is the Cuse Militia with Sean and Joe. Thanks for tuning in. At Cuse Militia on the socials. Go there, join the militia, rate, review, subscribe. We appreciate you who have already done so. Yes. So this is your Duke preview. We're back. And some minor announcements. Joe, you heard Tyler got married? Yeah. Did you hear?
Yeah. I heard. Congrats, Tyler.
Congrats to our buddy Tyler on the festivities he had over the weekend with his lovely wife, Katie, now wife, Katie. So we wish them both the best, obviously. Tyler coming out with a special wedding day edition of Ty Thoughts that should be hitting the feed soon, sooner than later, maybe. So still waiting on that. But hey, look, the guy's busy, right? I want to thank you heard the new open, okay? And the show will probably never be as good as the open. It's funny. I was searching for a good guy to do the open, so I started sampling stuff online, and I found Long Train Productions. And lo and behold, I get a hold of this guy, and I tell him what we do. And he's a Syracuse fan. He's from Syracuse. So, and he hates Georgetown. He wanted everybody to know that he hates Georgetown. And I just want to say thank you to Andy from Long Train Productions. Excellent job on the open. Blew me away. He had his own little twist in there with the the drumming and the crowd chant there. Fantastic. It's awesome.
Yeah, it was good. You didn't even tell me that it was going to happen. So
I didn't. Yeah. I didn't. You weren't totally sold on it. You weren't exactly the happiest to...
I mean, look, I liked it when you sent it. I didn't even know you were working on it. You sent it to me. I listened, and I loved it, except for the part where, you know, you had Boeheim kind of voicing over after you said Joe and calling me an idiot and disloyal. And
I don't know if he's calling you an idiot. Last time I checked, he was calling Andy Katz an idiot. But, I mean, it just fell into place. Felt right. Yeah. So I went with it. Right?
It's all right. Okay. I'll take it on, you know.
Okay. Good, because you don't really have a choice, because already done and paid for now. There's no going back. I apologize. So look, we joined Hot Mic. Hot Mic is basically just a streaming service, and what they do is they recruit people who already have podcasts and things to do like live watch parties and stuff like that. So we joined them for the Syracuse end of it. Look, no one wants to listen to me and Joe for 3 hours during a football game, nor do Joe and I have that much to say. And I don't want to sit here and, you know, be dogmatic about the football game like I've got to be saying something all the time. So what we're going to do is we're going to basically do maybe like halfway through the second quarter, come on, and when Joe can, because Joe's not going to always be able to do it. But I'm going to try to do it as much as I can. And I'll try to come on, or Joe and I both, halfway through the second quarter, do a halftime thing, start watching the third quarter with everybody, and then just cut it off. But basically, it's going to be a place where we can just go in there and shoot the breeze. We can have people in and out. As soon as I figure out how to do it, it's been kind of
work in progress.
It's been a work in progress, to say the least. So I'm learning a lot about some of the programs and some of the things you need to have to do that, but look forward to that. We can also do immediate And by the way, it's fun. Well, let me just finish, and then I'll tell you. We're also able to do like immediate fan reaction too after the game if we got time. If we got a primetime game, it'd be great. But as far as we know, up to Liberty, we're still pushing. I think Liberty's a 2:30 game they just announced, and Duke's going to be 12:30 again. So
no, what, Liberty's noon.
Is it noon again?
Duke's noon, Liberty's noon. The Notre Dame game, I think, got called for 2:30.
Oh, that's it. That's the one. You're right. Yeah. So anyway, we plan on doing some of that. Now, it's funny because I was talking to @QSWaterboy on Twitter, and you know, he was talking about doing some kind of halftime thing and this and that, and then this popped up, and that's how things happen with us, like just throughout doing this show, is that these things just pop up. So it's a good opportunity. We can have you guys on, and we can go on there. You can type. You can probably come on once I figure out how to add people in and things like that. But anyway, it'll be fun. So we look forward to all of that. Before we get into everything quickly, I just want to say, well, let me set this up here. So we did do a Hot Mic Live episode actually last week where my picks were so good, which just figures, because it's gone, okay? I don't know what happened. It got jacked up. It's gone. But anyway, my picks were good, right, Joe? That was good. Anyway.
I mean,
it was good.
Yeah.
I picked the NC State win over Pitt. That was game of the week. That was probably the best ACC game of the week, I think.
You did.
So we're going to do that again. We're going to have Bet Online picks, and we'll go over those at the end of the show. But first, we saw something from Mike McAllister going into that show on whatever it was, Friday night, I think it was. He said he was hearing something that wasn't good on the injury front for Andre Sisco. He said, in fact, the concern is that he is out for the rest of the season. No official word yet. But, of course, Coach had his press conference this week early, what was it, yesterday, Joe, right? So he was asked about that, and this is what he had to say about Andre Sisco.
You know, the big thing with Andre suffered a lower body extremity injury in the pregame, which in 39 years, I've never seen that happen. But I don't want to go much further than that because it's a huge advantage to the opponent that we're about to play. But I'll tell you what, I've seen him every day, and he's been smiling, and he's been excited, so we'll see.
All right, so we'll see. Now, I don't expect him to play for Duke, Joe, but in fact, I'm not even sure if we really need him for Duke. I'd almost rather have him rest up. So we don't know what the injury is. Something freak, obviously, judging by what Coach Babers had to say there. So we saw him on the sidelines last week during the game. Everything seemed okay, but he was not moving around, and he, you know, obviously he was just sitting there, but there was, so anyway, all you can do is speculate, which we don't do. Right, Joe?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes.
So,
right. I mean, we throw the options out there. We don't speculate. Like, we know, right? It's just more based upon what the Mike McAllister, when you try to dissect it. And if there is really a word that he's going to miss the rest of the season, you're talking, if he's missing the rest of the season, then it's probably.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Something that has to do with surgery, right? So again, to me, I feel like that's something that we would know at some point, unless he's just trying, you know, Coach Babers is trying to keep it, you know, close to the vest for this game to try to, you know, get over one on Duke, but we can't sit there and hide it forever, right? So, and we just had a bye week too. So if it was something minuscule that was like, oh, we sprained something real quick, and then he would be closer to what Babers is talking about, right? That, or maybe some type of like soft muscle tissue injury, right? With the leg, you know, lower extremity, you know, it could be a pull of a quad, a pull of a calf, a pull of a hamstring, anything like that. Or it could just be a sprained knee, a sprained ankle. But if it was something serious, I don't know. Again, I think only time will tell, because again, the way that Babers kind of keeps it close to the chest there, he's not going to let us know. He's not going to say anything to give it away. So it's just interesting when these things happen.
Yeah, it's interesting, to say the least, I suppose. But hey, look, the way I see it, the next two games, if he's got to sit and rest, I think, you know, if that's what he's got to do, that's what he's got to do. I don't think it hurts us that bad. That's all I'm saying. So we'll know more by the end of, say, Liberty going into Clemson. Would nice to know something by the time we go into Clemson.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if, I mean, if it is a season-ending thing, we're probably going to know by the end of the weekend.
Right, which that's possible too. Exactly. So, all right. That said, look, we are going to get into all of the fun Duke preview things, which, you know, Duke's 0-4, but
they are
0-4. So, you know, things happen. Things happen. Look, football's in full effect. NCAA's in full effect. You got the Pac-12's got their schedule together. They're ready to go. Everybody's ready to go. Everybody's going. So, the one thing is you still might not be able to get to a game this year, but that's all right. You can still get in on all the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable this season, from game spread totals to team, player, and coaching props. BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any place online. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on win, division, and championship futures now. Head to betonline.ag today and take advantage of all of the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Thank you, BetOnline. All right, one more thing. The Manscaped, the lawnmower, the 3.0, Joe. You know all about it, don't you? Don't sit there and shake your head. Joe uses it everywhere, okay? And you can
look,
do
I'm
that.
I'm not the one that got the You're the one that got it. You're the one that uses it.
I do use it. You're right. But you're proof that you can use it everywhere. Everywhere.
No.
Down below, up high, around the ears, you know, tighten it up over here, get rid of that unibrow, all that stuff. You can use it for everything. Look, and you know why you can use it everywhere? This is why. It's waterproof. It's not only waterproof, but it does have a light. So you can manscape in the shower. You can manscape in the dark, in the shower, whatever. Whatever you want to do. The Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0 is a premium electric trimmer that's designed to give you confidence boosts through body image. And the Shears 2.0 is the perfect pair. It's a luxury four-piece nail kit featuring tempered stainless steel tools. And it includes tip tweezers, rounded point scissors, fingernail clippers, and a medium grit nail file for guys like Joe. Guys like Joe. You know what? Break a nail at work? Nope. Fixed. Right in the back pocket it goes. Pull it out, you're all set. Right, Joe? The Shears 2.0 nail kit allows you to pluck your eyebrows, too. Trim your nails in any style. Just go to the website, manscaped.com. Grab some of the crop preserver, okay? No more swamp butt. Get a hold of that. Get a hold of the cologne. Get it all. Manscaped.com. In fact, listeners of this show right now will get 20% off and free shipping if you use the promo code armchair at manscaped.com. That is 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the promo code armchair. Thank you, manscaped.com. Okay, so Syracuse versus Duke, Joe. You know, and you go back through these, and we just did, what was it, Georgia Tech? We realized they had only played three times. Well, Duke and Syracuse have only played four times. And the 1-2 Orange, they'll face the Blue Devils this Saturday at noon. I saw 12:30. You say noon? I don't know. Maybe it's somewhere around 12:15. The game will be played in the Dome, in the newly renovated Dome, fanless, of course. the all-time series between these two sits at 1-3 in favor of Duke, dating back to 1938 and 39. Skip a few years to 2014. Syracuse sat at 0-3 there, and they got their first win last year in Durham, a stomping 49-6. Junior quarterback Chase Bryce, he's completing 52.6% of his passes with a QB rating of 104.1. His touchdown to interception ratio, however, is 3 touchdowns to 7 interceptions. He's also been sacked. You think DeVito's been sacked a bunch? He's been sacked more times than DeVito. 16. I think DeVito's been sacked 15 times. Chase Bryce, 16 times in 4 games. Picked off 7 times, as I mentioned. He's pretty one-dimensional, meaning the run threat isn't there. Negative 25 yards rushing in 35 attempts. He does, however, which you can chalk that up to the 16 sacks, probably, obviously. He does, however, use his tight ends. Senior tight end Noah leads his team in receiving with 203 yards. Senior Deion Jackson.
Noah.
What's his last name?
Noah Gray.
Noah Gray, yeah. He leads the team in receiving with 203 yards.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
Yeah.
Big target.
Yep. Senior Deion Jackson leads the Blue Devils in rushing with 243 yards so far in 4 games. Now, despite a couple lopsided losses, okay, if you've been watching Duke, they've actually been in all 4 games until late, for the most part, kind of. They really have. They haven't done terrible. They kept it somewhat close. So they can hang around, and mistakes could cost a team like Syracuse, you know, a team that is not used to a Syracuse team that hasn't capitalized on some of the opportunities they've had, that could kill them. You've got to capitalize on those. We've seen some of those slip away early in games for Syracuse, and Duke will present the opportunities too. They lead the nation in turnovers with 15 in 4 games, so plenty of opportunities.
Yeah, well, that's kind of one of the main things that I was going to bring up is. Normally, a David Cutcliffe coach team is, you know, they're low on penalties. They're very well coached, things like that. And we just haven't seen that this year. And obviously, we all know that every team's got their situations for why things aren't where they are. And I don't know, I'm not really privy to who on their roster opted out, if anybody. We knew that they were kind of going to be a start. I mean, I was at the game last year when we beat them 49-6, and it was ugly. I mean, our offensive line was pushing them back. I think that Duke lost some offensive linemen this year, obviously bringing in Chase Bryce, but really don't have any receivers that stand out. You look at the completions that he has just spread across a whole bunch of receivers. Obviously, Noah Gray leading the team in receiving, he's going to be a problem, and they're going to try to run the ball. And I know that they've passed more than they've ran, but that's probably because of the fact that they've been down. I think they're more of a 50-50 team, and maybe even less against us, because I think this is one of the teams that are going to try to line up and run it on us. But I don't know if we lead the country, but in 3 games we have, our defense has forced 10 turnovers. So it's just, when you look at those stat versus the stat that you just said about Duke and their 15 turnovers, then it's kind of a recipe for disaster. I mean, I know it doesn't happen all the time, but if they don't get that fixed, then they're going to have issues with our defense for sure.
They definitely are. But when you look at, and this shocked me a little bit, Chase Bryce with 993 yards passing to Tom. Well, he's got one extra game though. He does have one extra game. But Tommy DeVito with only 338, getting a slow start after 3 games. And, you know, so needless to say, we're going to rely heavy on the defense. And just like I said, we're going to have to score points. I mean, you look at, you know, let's just assume Cisco's out. We talked about this. Oh, well, it wasn't on the air. It was on the hot mic thing. Well, we talked about Hannah stepping up big time, leading the team in tackles against Georgia Tech. And you got these guys that are stepping up. They are Sean Tucker. They're filling these voids on both sides of the ball. And you got a hungry team after a week off, I think. You know, gonna have the opportunity to go 2-2 going into another game at home against Liberty, which just presents itself, just a great opportunity. You can go 3-2 going into Clemson.
Yeah, they should. Yeah. And that's what we talked about in the beginning of the year. And that not only should they be hungry, but they should be confident based off of last week. Getting that win with a bunch of young players, Cisco, your leader out.
The defense.
Opening up the new dome, right? And yeah. When getting a W. So it's like, you know, you always want to try to, you know, hold down home field when you're there. So, you know, they're going to try to go forward and keep pushing that, you know, and trying to make that a goal this year. I'm sure it's one of their goals. You know, if you look at it, if they protect their house and they win all their games at home, then they go to a bowl game.
Right.
And that's not a bad goal for this team this year to have.
No, and it's that's a possibility. Really.
Right. Yes. And against Duke too. I mean, it's,
by the way, that was again, my pick, 6-5.
Yeah.
That was your pick too, I think.
Yep. And it's tough too. You look at, you know, I looked at inside the Loud House today. Neil Adler has his ACC power rankings every week, and he's got us at 11th and Duke at 15th. But obviously, yeah, you know, it's his list, right? So it changes up and down. I don't necessarily think. I think he just goes by just the wins and losses. I think that I think there's some teams that are out of place there. But when you look at Duke, they were in it with Notre Dame, but that was Notre Dame's first game, right? And then BC beat them 26-6, in which we've
late,
seen.
Though. That was late again.
Yeah, I mean, it was late, yes, but when you look at it, they only scored 19 points within their first two games. But then they played Virginia in, what was that, 38-20. So they lost by 18. They gave up 38 points. Virginia doesn't look like an awful team, but that was also Virginia's first game. And then Virginia Tech, I know that was close, and Virginia Tech came back, beat them. But again, Virginia Tech, you're talking about a team that, albeit ranked, they've had 20-plus players plus coaches that haven't been able to play the first two games. So yeah. When you look at, you know, Chase Bryce's numbers from Virginia Tech, their hardest hit position from COVID as far as players that had to be either opted out or players that can't play – was defensive back. So it's so hard to read into some of these scores and some of these numbers because every single game and every single team has their own issues that really this year can be hidden more than others. I mean, even this year with the injuries.
Sure,
like,
yeah. I mean, obviously, so, yeah. It's almost too hard to keep up with all that stuff too.
Oh, yeah, it's exactly. And the information isn't out there like that because,
it's all so
you know, people's privacies and stuff like that. And so you don't really know what you're going to get. If I had to base it upon, you know, Syracuse playing Duke last year, you want to look at how much they've changed. And I think that we've changed a little. But Duke, they brought in a quarterback that I think was a better quarterback than last year, other than he couldn't run. So a better passing quarterback that we've seen before at Clemson. But I'm basically more worried about our offense scoring enough points. His defense isn't awful. They do have some good defensive ends on both sides as far as their starters go. But I think Duke, they're more along the lines of us as far as their depth isn't all there. So once you get past a certain amount of people, then, you know, the talent starts to go down.
So
but,
they've racked up 12 sacks in 4 games, which isn't terrible.
No, and 4 of them alone by Victor Dumukeji.
Let me help you. Let me help you.
Oh, let you help me.
Yes, yes. Dumukeji.
Oh, wow. How long did you practice that before this? And Chris Rumpf II's got 1.5. Those are the two starters, but he's got, you know, 22 tackles. You look at Shaka Hayward. He's got 33 total tackles, and he's holding it down in the linebacker position. And Marquise Waters has got 28 tackles in the secondary. So, and they have interceptions sprinkled out throughout their team. So when you look at it, they got a guy at every level that's above average that's going to give you problems. So it's just finding those spots. And like what Coach Babers is talking about in his press conference, is that they're allowed to – rush, and still their man-to-man is very good, and they're very disciplined.
He's all over the place too, man, leading the team in tackles with 27. The next guys are tied with 11 tackles in second place. So,
yeah. So, I mean, it's a formidable defense, but again, I don't see it as the defense that we've seen. You know, I think that we saw improvement with against Georgia Tech because that's the defense isn't as good as Pittsburgh's and North Carolina's, and I think with a week off and some confidence and a W, then, well, you know, like I said, they're going to pose some problems, but they're not unbeatable. It's just, again, we can't rely on the defense to score points and hold these guys to, like, under, you know, 15, 20.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Points.
I hear you. I do. I don't ever really get really overconfident. I don't see how Syracuse loses to Duke. Here's how Syracuse loses to Duke. I mentioned one earlier. And that was Syracuse failing on offense to capitalize on anything that they get on defense. And I think the defense is going to be chomping at the bit to be able to do so. I mean, any defense that goes into a game against an offense that leads a nation in turnovers, that has got to be in the back of your mind. You've got to be thinking about that. So they've got to be able to.
Also, you can't allow that to make you play sloppy.
I know. Either. I understand that. That's up to them, not me. I'm just saying that's a factor.
I understand that. I'm not telling you, go get it done, buddy.
Joe, I know. So, but the other thing is we talk about as much as I could say the defense of Syracuse is hungry to get down on the offense, but Duke's coming in here 0-4. Like, they've got something, too. They're fighting for their own pride right now. They have nothing. These guys have been in games. They've held close games, and then they've just blown it. So,
yeah. You
know, they're looking for they've got a chip on their shoulder coming in. That's never a good thing. It's never a good thing. I don't care who you're playing.
No. So, no, I mean, anyways. Again, I'm not again, I'm still cautiously optimistic based upon
that's the motto for this year.
Pretty
cautiously
much
cautiously optimistic
about everything.
So, yes, exactly. So let's get into picks, Joe. Before we do such a thing, let's Let's hear from BetOnline.ag. After all, these are the BetOnline.ag picks for this week. Look, I'll put the poll out on Twitter. We'll do the Twitter polls for the picks. I know Syracuse is always crushing these polls, obviously, but you know, we just like to have some fun with this, and I feel like BetOnline presents us an opportunity to do such a thing. Look, go to their website, check their website out. Now, there's a lot of other online sports books out there, but BetOnline is really, it is very streamlined for mobile use and obviously, you know, desktop use. So, but their mobile setup is a whole lot better than anything I've seen before. It's very simple. Go to BetOnline. They're going the extra mile this year to make sure you can get in on all the action. So do so. If you want to get in on game spread totals, team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager on than any other place. Get in on all of the action right now. Head on over to BetOnline.ag today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Thank you. Again, BetOnline. Thank you. All right. So let's see, Joe. Let's as we always do, start with the Syracuse game. It's kind of weird to start with that game, but I think we all know what the hell's going on. We just got done talking about Duke, okay? So they're given a slight underdog, Syracuse is coming to this game, which is just kind of crazy to me. I mean, I'm not a huge betting guy, so I don't understand that. I mean, when you look at these two teams, I feel like it should almost be opposite, especially with Syracuse being at home. So if this was at Duke, it'd be even worse, which is, I mean, I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense. So Syracuse, Joe, getting 2.5 points.
Yeah, I'm going to be a homer here. I'm going to be a homer, and I'm going to take Syracuse. I think it's a...
I mean, it's almost a given. Well, no, it's not. I don't ever want to say that. It belay my last. Forget I said that. I don't ever say that.
Yeah, no. I mean, like I said, I don't think it's never a given, no, especially after one game.
But,
so,
but what do you think about the 2.5? What do you think about Syracuse being a 2.5 point underdog against a team that's? Is it the points they've put up? Is it what is it? Is it the lack of points Syracuse has put up? I mean, they did only have 16 points in their first two games.
Probably both.
Just a little bit of both.
A little bit of both.
Fair enough. But you're going to take Syracuse. So I, you know.
Would you and take it does the... start at 12:30.
Okay. What's that got to do with the price of tea in China? I don't understand. Oh, no. I was right, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, thank you. All right.
Yeah.
Louisville.
But you're not going to pick?
Huh? Oh, I pick Syracuse, bro. I mean, yeah, I pick Syracuse in that.
Are you going to write these down? There's like seven of them this week.
Yeah, I know. There is a bunch. This could be a longer segment than normal. All right. Well, let's see. I got Syracuse. You got Syracuse. So
+2.5.
Right. And we're wasting precious time here.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Louisville at Georgia Tech. We're going to have to make these a little bit quick. Georgia Tech, only a 4.5 point underdog going in against Louisville. I'll go first on this one. I don't think Georgia Tech. Look, it's possible, but I got to be honest. I've seen more Georgia Tech than I have Louisville this year. But I'm just going to go ahead and say, even at home, I think Louisville pulls that off. So I'm going to go with Louisville for 4.5 points.
I'm right there with you. I think this is one of those things where there's someone to look at the record and, oh, it's close. You know, home game, home team, whatever. Louisville, they've lost to Pittsburgh and Miami, two really good teams. And they were right there with Pittsburgh last week. So, I got them. I just think their offense is too good.
Okay, fair enough. All right, here's a good one. Look, everybody missed it because nobody heard it because it's not on the internet, which is why I should have just made it a podcast. But it wasn't. It was so time sensitive doing these picks on a Friday going into Saturday. I didn't bother. But NC State pulling off the win against Pitt last week. And coming into this game as a 9.5 point underdog against Virginia. Joe, I'm going to let you take this one first. At Virginia, by the way.
I know it's at Virginia. I don't really know. Again, like you said before, it's too hard to kind of keep track of what states and who's got what. So I don't know if they have fans in the stadiums or not in Virginia.
No, they don't. No,
they don't. Okay,
not yet.
So yeah, I mean, based upon what I've seen, Virginia's a good team, no doubt. But I think after watching NC State last week with that new quarterback Devin Leary, that kind of changed my mind. I think if they would have. I don't think I would have lost my pick if they would have came out with the same quarterback that they've came out with the first two games. And Devin Leary, former four-star quarterback recruit, he came in and he looked like a four-star last week. And I'm not saying they're going to win the game, but 9.5 points is just way too much for me. So I'd probably take NC State plus the point.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I don't know if they win the game, but I think they cover. So NC State... for both of us, 9.5 points. Fair enough. I think that's a good bet right there. Okay. Next one up in the ACC. Tons of great ACC action this week, by the way. Just a ton.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to just veg out on ACC football because despite
like four games on at noon, so
I know that's gonna suck. So I got to get four TVs. All right, Virginia Tech at North Carolina. Virginia Tech, a 5.5 point underdog. I think this is going to be. By the way, I'm just gonna call it. This is gonna be my game of the week. I'm gonna call this as my game of the week. But this is a tough bet right here. This really is. I don't know who comes back for Virginia Tech, like we were talking about, you know, so I don't know if they're going to gain any guys back or if anything like that's going to happen. But North Carolina, obviously, what are they? They've only played two games so far, though, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm going to take Virginia Tech, I think. They've just been impressive with what they've got. You know,
they've been impressive with what they've got. And also on top of that, North Carolina kind of really hasn't. And that's not a down. I mean, I know they're 2-0 and they were supposed to play Charlotte. I mean, things are supposed to already have played three games already. But I just thought that like last week I figured they'd blow Boston College away. And Boston College stayed in there. And I still needed to see more. I think a little bit – this week will tell me a little bit more about Boston College, but North Carolina is kind of, until they show me more, I can't pick them again. I think that it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to lose, but Virginia Tech is going to keep it within that threshold.
Okay. +5.5. Okay. I just think that's kind of ridiculous, but we'll see. You made me a little nervous about the calling the game of the week on that, but I'm going to hold to it. See what happens. Pittsburgh at Boston College. Boston College coming into this game at home as a 6-point underdog. Joe, I'm going to let you hit that first.
Yeah, this is one of these things where Pittsburgh, again, is another team that just really hasn't. I don't want to say hasn't impressed me.
They're solid, though. They have a solid offense, man. They're pretty decent.
No, I get it. You're right. But it's just one of those things where they're not blowing anybody out. I mean, even us, we only scored 7 points on them. It was 21-7, right? They beat Louisville by three. Where they lose, you know, last second, last week to NC State. Like, I know they're good, but they're not blowing out teams. I don't think, you know, other than us. I mean, you know what I mean? And Boston College, to me, is one of those teams where when I don't think they're impressive, they actually show up. So it's overall weird to me, but for some reason, I think that Boston College keeps it close enough to cover the spread. Again, okay, not saying win.
I understand. I'm going to go Pitt on this. So that's the first one we disagree on. Okay. And, you know, I mean, I got to be honest, it's so hard to watch all the games all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But I have not watched a ton of Boston College, but I have watched a bunch of Pitt. So, anyways. Is that it? No, that's not it. One, two, three, four. How many we got?
Two more.
We got two more. Okay. Hold on. I'm scrolling here. Oh, Miami at Clemson. Miami coming in as a 14-point underdog. Yeah, I'm gonna just go ahead and say Clemson clears that, bro. I think that Clemson, man, they are just so strong. They just got it so good in the ACC, man. This team is just leaps ahead of everybody, I feel like. And, you know, it's at Clemson. I mean, forget about it. Forget about it. Clemson. Why so silent, bro? What are you supposed to talk?
I mean, I think I'm going to go with kind of the way that I've been looking at this and going about it. I think Miami, we don't really know how good they are, but they looked damn good in every game I've seen them in. And I know that Clemson's defense.
They did struggle a tiny bit last week, Clemson.
Right. I mean, like
it wasn't the score fest you thought it might be.
Well, no. I mean, and again, Miami, they got a good quarterback. They got some good players. I think they're going to score on Clemson. If Virginia did, then they certainly are. They got a dynamic, really, really fast quarterback. I just don't see. I mean, yeah, I can definitely see Clemson going away with it because obviously Clemson is, you know, head above. But I think they still need to prove it against a top echelon team. And this is going to be their first test. And we'll see. Two good quarterbacks. That to me is the game of the week.
That to you is the game of the week, and in you know, knowing what I know now, I could have went with that. I could have bought that too. But I'm gonna stick with what I got. We'll see what happens. This could be a blowout. It could be, but it, like you said, I mean, Miami's good. Miami is good. They're probably the second best team in the ACC.
They're looking like it so far. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. That's Jerry King. That quarterback is. Whew.
What is that? Clemson negative 14. All right. 14 and a half. All right. Last one. Florida State at Notre Dame. Florida State getting 20 and a half points coming into this game. Yeah, this is a tough one. I mean, they're not that good, though, either. I mean, is Notre Dame that impressive to anybody yet? I haven't had my socks blown off by Notre Dame yet. At all.
No, they beat South Florida 52-0.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, Florida State has struggled. Florida State
is not good at all.
Florida State lost by 42 to Miami. They were losing to Jacksonville State last week 21-7, and it was 41-24. I mean, Jacksonville State's a D1AA school.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying like Florida State's like anything spectacular, but 20 and a half points. I mean,
yeah. The thing is it's Notre Dame, right? So, like, and that was kind of my thing, right? Is I was thinking to myself, oh, you know, Florida State, and I was looking at this line, Florida State plus 21, and I know that that's kind of my theme tonight. But then I looked back, and you know, because I looked, I said, oh, you know, Florida State playing against Notre Dame. Everybody gets up to play against Notre Dame, right? Yeah. But then I remembered just 2 weeks ago, Florida State had their ultimate rivalry game other than against Florida, against Miami.
That was your game of the week right there, by the way, and that was a dud.
I picked the game of the week because of the rivalry.
Yeah, but it stunk.
And because most of the time people get in, and this is my whole point, is that Florida State didn't get up for that rivalry. That in-state rivalry, they're not going to get up for this either. They got issues, obviously, whether it's coaching or just overall just talent. I don't know. But
it's like they're up and down the past. Like
I think Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame crushes them. I think Notre Dame covers.
All right. You sold me. I'm going to take Notre Dame, too. Okay. That's it. Those are your ACC games of the week. Hey, look. Who's got the bye this week? Who didn't we
talk
about?
Who's got the bye? Looks like Wake Forest.
Yeah, Wake Forest. Yep. So there you go. All ACC weekend, folks. That's going to be awesome. It's going to be a ton of fun. Yeah. Go ahead. Go over to betonline.ag. Get in on the action over there. take advantage of all of the great sign-up bonuses that they got.
Yeah.
Look, just check the site out, too. I mean, look at the site. Check it out. There's a ton of stuff on there. I love doing... This segment might be boring to everybody. We might be boring the hell out of people. And that's fine.
We could be.
That's fine. That's fine. But this is fun for me. Because it forces me to watch these games. Like I need force to watch football. But it doesn't hurt. I'm just saying.
A little extra incentive, right?
Right, yeah.
And let's just hope that, you know, maybe these sets of games, I think, isn't this the first week where we have a full slate
it is.
Of...
Yes, yeah, it is. So no out-of-conference games this week. I think all the out-of-conference games, Joe, have been played. From here on out, it is...
No.
Yes.
That's not true. Syracuse plays Liberty still. So
oh, that's
you know
right.
That's
right. Okay, whatever. You're right. Okay. That's the last one, though.
You don't know that.
I'm looking at all of the games, bro. Looking at them all.
Still, look, there's teams that are still trying to schedule certain non-conference games that got canceled and everything like
are
that.
They?
So there might
be a
situation.
No, all right, no one likes you, dude. Okay.
Whatever, man. Whatever. You can say what you want. You just don't like being proven wrong.
Well, who does? Do you? Do you?
I mean,
like your crappy pick between your game of the week the other week between Miami and Florida State, which stunk?
There was no good games that week. Like I said, it all depends on how you want to look at it. The game of the week, right?
Just the game of the week. Okay, this is how I look at the game of the
week. Doesn't mean that.
This is how I look at the game of the week. Like, is it going to be a good game? Okay, the rivalry thing is cool and everything, but is it going to be a good game? Is it going to come down to the last? Is it going to come down to a 2-minute drive in the fourth quarter? Is it going to come down to, you know, a 2-point conversion picked off in the end zone? I mean, whatever. That's a good game to me. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I mean, and those are your standards. So
what are yours? Let's hear your crappy standards. Let's hear your crappy standards for a game of the week. Let's hear them.
I mean, you just look at it like. The other week there was kind of not a lot of good matchups, so I went with the rivalry of Miami and Florida State because they've had such great games. This week I went with number one versus number seven, the closest two highest ranked teams, and that's why I picked that game instead of another game. I'm not trying to say that it's going to be the closest or it's going to be the best, but that's the one that I'm most interested in watching.
Okay, so Joe goes by what he's most interested in watching, and I go by what I think is going to be the best game of the week.
All right.
All right, look, that's going to be it for us. I want to thank BetOnline, Manscaped, all of you for listening. Thank you so much. For Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.
Peace.
You didn't crack a beer at the beginning. I'm just saying. Did you? Missed it.